We're going to start now Mizmor Shir, which is different than the rest of Pesukei Dezimra, which comes after Baruch Shamar. Mizmor Shir is said before Baruch Shamar, and for this reason the Goyim held that you don't say it. Now, where the minute to start Mizmor Shir, same as Mashir came from, is a question in its own right. When it was in the Spashit, it's not mentioned, not in the Gemara, not in the Halacha, in the Rishonim, in the Tur, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Arizal was the one that started it. But when it was Nispashit, to the Nusach Ashkenaz, the minhag to say Mizmor Shir, seems like it started somewhere in the 1600s. The Shalah, the Yavitz, and the Siddur doesn't bring it. The Shalah doesn't have a Pirish on it. The Yavitz not only doesn't have a Pirish, but it's not in the Siddur. In the Siddur of Yavitz, the original, the new Siddur back of Emden printed it. But if you look in the real Siddur Yavitz, in the original, it's not there. Similar to that, we find in many cases they switch things around. Like the Yavitz says that Rabbi Yishmael Omer, and they switch it to Rabbi Yishmael Omer. In the Siddur Hagra, Apinig Lanister, it's not put in. Rav Talihatz is Siddur Hagra. In the Siddur Hagra, Yishe Yisrael, which is the Gra himself didn't write, but it's Pirushim, they put it in, but they put a footnote that the Goyim didn't say it. But many Nusach Ashkenaz didn't say it. On the other hand, we see already the Yisrael Vishar Shavayda already says to say it. Yisrael Vishar Shavayda says that Apid Arizal is Gersik Tikunim in it, and therefore one should say it. Now why is this said before? The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman and Aleph explains that Pesukei Dezimra, the Iker of it, was written by David HaMelech. This capital, Shlomo said it, the Shah, that they were bringing the Ark into the Samikdash, like we'll see later on. And in it we see the Gadlus of David, the Tzidkis of David HaMelech. And therefore we say it before we say the Pesukei Dezimra of David HaMelech. We say the capital that Shlomo said when they brought the Ark into the Samikdash. And through that we're seeing the tzidkis of David HaMelech. Now let's see the capital. It says, Mizmor Shir, Chanukas HaBayis of David. It's the Mizmor Shir of a song that they said. Rashi says that the Levim said it, Chanukas HaBayis. The question is, first of all, the rest of the capital does not speak about any bias, but just speaks about how David was Meshabech Hashem at all times. And furthermore, the Chara David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So there are really three Mahalachim said in which Chanukas HaBayis, this Chanukas HaBayis is referring to. The first Mahalach, we'll say in short, we'll leave it on the side. The Yesham that refers to the house of David that he built through the help of Chir. We'll leave that shot on the side. But there are two Mahalchim besides that. The Malbim says that it's not talking about the Beis HaMikdash, not the house of David, but it's talking about the binyan of the bench of David, that each person, the Mikdash Ma'at, each person has in it his egen abayis. That the nefesh, what's the sheikhin in each person, and the guf is just the bias of the person. So David reinstated his bias through this tshuva that he did, and he had a refuah on nefesh, there was a new Chanukas HaBayis of the house of David, David's personal own house. That's the Chanukas HaBayis that we're referring to. We said, Rashi, others, they learned what's going on, the Beis HaMikdash. And there are two pshatim said, why it's called Chanukas HaBayis of David if David didn't build it. One pshat is that the time they wanted to bring the Ark to the Beis HaMikdash, it was Davku Sha'arim Zeh V'Zeh, the Sha'arim were attached to each other, they weren't opening up, till Shlomo said, Bavur David Avdecha, until he mentioned the Schus of David, and then it opened up, and this was to show that Hashem was Machal Elisa Oven, as the Gemara tells us. That Bechayiv, he wasn't Zeiche for it, but HaKamaisai, that the Sinim saw that it was Nimchal Elisa Oven, that's what it says, Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis, the David. That the Chanukas HaBayis, the David, that it was seen that it was because David that this Chanukas HaBayis came around. The other pshat is that David was the Yisrael, made the Yisrael of the Bayis. Not only did he make the Yisrael of the Bayis, but he was the architect of the Bayis. He gave over exact instructions on how to build the Bayis. Now it continues, Arimimcha Hashem. David says, I will be Miraimim. So the Mefarshim explained that he's not really uplifting Hashem. Hashem is uplifted without us. But what it means is that we're able, the Mefarshim explained, to articulate, to speak out the Raimim of Hashem. Kidilisani. Because Hashem was the Lisani has two definitions to it. One type of the Lisani is that Hashem lifted us up like a dli, like the cup of a well that picks up the water. So the Lisani is that Hashem lifted, David said Hashem lifted him up. So why is it called the Lisani? So Hashem Shalom Farish is Pirish and Tehillim, because the Akis are not like the same as Mashiach, but it's in his Pirish and Tehillim. Hashem Shalom Farish says, Kidilisani, that the reason it's called dli, and we don't say Ramitani, Hikbitani, why do we refer to it picked up as Dilisani? Because there's different ways for a person to be picked up. A person can be uplifted because there's something underneath him. But there's a different lifting when a person's suspended. And when a person's suspended, then he's always totally on the person on top of him. So that's what David's saying, Kidilisani, I'm suspended. You lift me up by suspending me, and therefore I'm always dependent on you, Hashem, for my uplifting. And furthermore, with that, we see the Raimim of Hashem, from that he is the one that suspends us from on top. Now there's another challenge of the Lisani, the Mefarshim say that it means Dal, he came poor, meaning he had Yisurim. The Yisurim that he had, the sicknesses that he had, that we'll see, that Hashem made him poor. The Chiddush Harim used to say that really there's a connection between the two pshatim, because Kidli Sani, who does Hashem pick up? Who does Hashem lift up? Those that are dal. He said over from the Rebbe Rabbunim, Hashem is mashbil geyim like beer shfalim. Hashem is mekbiyah them because they're shfalim. Because they remain shafal, then Hashem is mekbiyah them. So, Arimimcha Hashem kidli Sani, Hashem uplifted David because he was a dal, he was an anov. And you didn't let my enemies have simcha in me. So what does it mean? The Chofetz Chaim explains, why do we thank Hashem for making us poor? The reason we do that is because it's nigzar on a person, Yisurim, Misa, Ayin Shem Misa, Yisurim, Ayin Befrat, which is Anin Akshav Kemes, is B'makim Misa. These things take away Misa. And therefore it doesn't allow the oivim of a person, the enemies of a person, the satan, the malach hamavetz, to destroy the person, because Hashem cleans out a person from his chatoyim. And that's what David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for. The Tzom Sefer adds a fascinating nekuda in the amount that David was thanking Hashem. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Mifilu avecha al tismach." And the pasuk continues that if a person is going to be samech, been followed of, Hashem is going to take away the nefilah from him. Hashem is going to be made of the ra. Hashem is going to take away the ra. Therefore, David HaMelech was saying that I thank you, Hashem, that my enemies didn't have time to rejoice at my downfall, at my nefilah. Because had they rejoiced at my downfall, I would never have come to that car that I needed to do tshuva, and I wouldn't have done tshuva because the Yisurim would have left me. Therefore, I thank Hashem for bringing me to the Lisani to take away my Averis. But in order to take away my Averis, I had to do tshuva. And that only came about because of Lysimach Daivali. You didn't give my enemies a chance to be Misamach, and therefore I had to do tshuva to get away my Yisurim, and I didn't go away through their Simcha. Zundel Kreiser asks that we say over here, Amimcha Hashem ki Lisani. I'm thanking Hashem because He made me poor. He made me Yisurim, or He suspended me, whichever pshat. But this is the Nesivas time why. In Tehillim, later on, Kufim Hei, we say, Tilo David, Arimimcha Hashem. We say, Stam, that we thank Hashem without any reason. So why are we here? We're saying, Arimimcha Hashem, Kidilisani. So he says that David HaMelech over here is going to talk about his times of Yisurim, and his times of being on top of the world. And he's telling Hashem, I'm giving extra thanks in these times to show everybody that no matter what the situation where we think it's bleak, there's no hope, those times, they should learn from David HaMelech and they should daven to Hashem because Hashem can take them out of all tzaras. And when they're top of the world, when they think they don't need anybody, those times also need extra tefillahs and Hashem prays Hashem extra in it to show that in all times a person needs to daven and should daven. Even if he's at the lowest of the lowest, tefillah will help him. If he's the highest of the highest, he needs the tefillahs. David HaMelech continues, Hashem Aleikoi, Hashem Shivati Alecho, I davened to you, I cried out to you, I davened to you, Vatirpaini, and you healed me. So this Vatirpaini has two explanations. Rashi and the Pasuk explains that it means the Mechilas Oven, the Slichas Oven, K'moy V'shav V'rop Aloi, like the Gemara Numa tells us that Shuvah is Merapeh, maybe Refuah L'Oilo, that it took care of the Ruchnias, the sickness, it was Refuah Sanefesh. But the Mepharshim also explained that David HaMelech was sick. He was in the Tzara, Chazal tell us, and he was also sick physically. And David HaMelech says, I turned to Hashem and you healed me. Because through doing tshuva, from his chatayim, getting through of the spiritual sickness, that took care of his physical sickness. The Mepharshim bring this that the Ramban says, the grace of Al Medrego, when they're sick, they don't go to the doctor, but they turn to Hashem to heal them. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Shivat Elecha, I cried out to you, Hashem, but your pain, and you, Hashem, healed me. Hashem, Elisim, in Shal Nafshi, Hashem, you took out from the grave my nefesh. So when this could be referring to, some of us can explain, why is it saying, in Shal Nafshi? Shal Nafshi simply means from the kever. So the first one said it means Gehenim, because through the tshuva he didn't have to go to Gehenim. But why does it say Hashem took it out min shal nafshi? The chayr wasn't there yet. So some of Farshim say it means the chayli aguf, and because he was in such a bad state that the doctors already gave up hope on him. Therefore, it's called hitzir min shal nafshi. You took it out, my nefesh, from the shal, from the meaning it was given up. The medicine had given up hope on him. Medicine considered him in the grave already because of his sickness, and Hashem took him out of it. The Maggid Tzaddik says it's referring to the bizayinus, the gutter in this world, but the bizayinus that he had to his nefesh. Hashem took his nefesh out of the gutter, meaning he took away the bizayinus that he had, that the mevazim oisai. Chisani miyar divar, Hashem made him alive from those that go into the bar, meaning those that have to go into Gehenim. The Sefer Shorash Avodah writes that David HaMelech, when he sent to Hillel, what he said is a nevuah, and therefore it's relevant to each and every person, and he connected in his own personal way. It's not only the occurrences that happened to David HaMelech in his lifetime. Therefore, he says that somebody is sick or he has a chalab tech base and they're healed, they should be mechavah when they say, Hashem alekoi shivati alecha v'atir pa'eni, that they send them a refuah. And he says, furthermore, we say, Hashem alisim and shal nafshi, a person should have in mind that the world at large is one big shal tachtis, it's a big gutter, there's a lot of schmutz in the world. And Hashem did us a favor and he gave us the Yidna Taiva and gave us the Torah to be the life for us, to uplift us from the world, from the Shmutz of the world, from the gutter of the world. And we should have that in mind when we say Hashem Alisim and Shal Nafshi, Hashem raised us from the Shal. Chisari Hashem made us live Miyar Dibar. Now we continue, Zamrul Hashem Chasidov. They should praise, exalt Hashem as Chasidov, V'haydu, and should give thanks to Zecher Kodshoi. So why are others giving thanks? Rashi explains, because just like Hashem did for David HaMelech, so too when they're Shari B'tzar, they can hope that they'll have, that Hashem will do this for them too. That they should learn from David HaMelech to daven for Hashem, and they should have Yeshua just like David HaMelech had. L'chor, one could add that the chet of David we know was a dakas kol ha'emer David toya and David chato and el toya, but the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medakik v'sivoysof kechot ha'tzairo. So zamul Hashem chasidov v'hoidu zecher kodshoy v'hoidu zecher kodshoy, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the kaddish when he's oisadim mukdashov. When his eyes are dim in Chassidov, when his eyes are dim with the tzaddikim that are near him. Ki rega v'apoy, we say, there's a rega, because the af of Hashem is a rega. V'chaim b'r'tzayni, Sarashi says, really it means there's long life with the pious of Hashem. But the Mepharshim explained it to mean that Hashem brings Yisurim in order to give chayim, because he wants that person to live. So he doesn't bring it in order to kill a person, but he brings it to inflict a person with Yisurim because he wants him to have a bizaycha to toiv. So Chaim Bertari, the Ratzon Hashem by bringing this is the Chaim. The Shaloah adds a small beer, and the current explanation of what the Shaloah is saying is based on a Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, that the Gemara says the Shaloah is Pirush on Tehillim says that in order to be Zeichet Olam Haba, one is Yisurim, and that's what it means. The Chayr of the beer is that it's referring to a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas of Heim and Alv says, "Tanim Shem and Echayim, I'm a Shlishim Matanis. Tavis Nosak Hashem Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem gave Kais Ofri Matanis. The Kulin Nosna Ayin Yisurim, and they only come through Yisurim. Ela and Tayyur Beitzav Adam Haba. So this is what the Shalom is referring to. That the Gemara tells us that one needs Yisurim in order to acquire, to attain Adam Haba. So then, where Hashem brings Yisurim to a person of the Jilul Bel Yisurim, because Chayim Beitzayin, because he wants to have Chayim Adam Haba. Be'erev Yolam Bechi. At night we are in Bechi in crying." We are meaning the night refers to Olam Hazeh, it refers to the hardships in this world. Those are referred to Erev. We go to sleep with tears. Or the Baikarino, when the Yeshua comes, the Yeshua, when Mashiach comes, Lasalavoy, Magid Tzedek says, they'll be rejoicing. Because the tears itself bring the rejoicing, Lasalavoy, they bring the Yeshua. Now the Mepharshim explained the reason it's brought like this way. Is to show that Yeshua is Hashem is clarifying that from night to day we can go tonight to sleep at night in the Tzara, and right away in the morning comes the Yeshua. Now the feed of Pshat it's referring to the Chanukah Sabbath of David. The reason we're saying this is the Mepharshim explained what does it have to do with the Beis Hamikdash. The answer to that is because the Sharam opened up in the Zchus of David, but without the Yisurim, David would never have realized that he did a chat. Or the magnitude of the chet that he did. That's why David HaMelech said, "I remember Hashem because they saw me." The Mepharshim was saying that he gave Hashem shvach because he made him sick, because a person could always justify what he did. David HaMelech had 100 terutzim for what he did. But the Yisurim that Hashem brought, that gave him the recognition to do complete tshuva for his chet. And therefore, because therefore he was zeichet that the Sharm or Pesach was chos David. And that didn't allow the Adam to be mesamech, that took away. As the Gemara tells us, that they were saying, the David's item said, "Ein lechelik le'rabo," and when they saw, "Shemeshvilo yiftechu dalsas ha'echa," for the Aron, then everybody knew that it was Nimchaloi. So that's why it's called Chanukah Sabayis to David, that's the Hemshech of the Kapitol. Because it was because of the Yisurim that Hashem brought to David, that allowed David to do Shuvah, and that allowed that the Beis HaMikdash opened before him, before the Sharm of the Beis HaMikdash opened for the Aron, Bishusai, which was Goyim, the Vilayim Achdoi Vadi. So this is the first part of the capital that talks about the tefillahs that one gives at the time of oppression, at the time of Yisurim, of the tefillahs.